We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. We are live, my friends. It is May 1st, 2011. Already into the fifth month of 2011. 2012 now looming up for us. How time flies. Seems like just yesterday, Barack Obama was running for political office, the highest office in the land. And now here we are already going into the next presidential election diversion until Ron Paul hacks into the debates and injects real issues, not diversions like the royal wedding. Obviously, incredible financial news. Gold surges to all-time price record. Canadian dollar heads for third monthly advance on interest rate outlook. U.S. Treasury, this is the big news, China has decreased its holdings of U.S. debt. Dollar retreats a two-and-a-half-year low. That is just some of the news and information we have on the economic front. Mitt Romney, of course, is saying that the gas prices are rising because of Obama. That's great. It's rising because of George W. Bush 3 years ago, and then it went down. And now it's rising because of Obama, and certainly they're part of it. If you had a symphony of 400 pieces playing, I guess the flute or the drum has a place, but this is a larger symphony of globalist destruction. And the dollar is being devalued. That's why oil prices, that's the main driver. That's why oil prices are going up. And the system knows that, but they don't want to tell the public that. They want to say speculators, yes, and OPEC, and I guess in a way now you can say OPEC is jumping on the bandwagon. Saudi's leading the way to cut production, saying there's not enough demand. Demand at all-time highs, but in the age of deception, why shouldn't they completely jump in? They practice deception in a open way to just set the precedent that lies are the ether in which we swim. So that is some of the news we'll also be breaking down. When we come back from break, I'm just going to launch into it all. We have the economic news. I have my comments on the disgusting royal wedding. We also have the latest in Libya, Libyan disabled children's school hit in NATO strike. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda forces are celebrating that Gaddafi's son and a bunch of his family were killed when they missile attacked the home that he was in at the time, and they admit it was an attempted assassination. Of course, just a month ago, they were saying, we'll never try to assassinate Gaddafi. Gaddafi, you don't worry your little head about a thing. Al-Qaeda are the new good guys. We've got to get behind them. The media tells us there in eastern Libya. And now U.S. intelligence is having to admit, NBC and others, that no, there weren't. Gaddafi wasn't handing out truckloads of Viagra to rape women. That'd be a bad PR move, wouldn't it? But see, it's just like the fake throwing babies out of incubators. Later, totally admitted, written up in a New York-based PR firm, they said, say that there was throwing babies out of incubators and stomping them. But then meanwhile, the more documents get released from the U.S. Army and Marine Corps, where they go into towns and kill everybody. And our media is like, well, yeah, that's what good guys do. We go door to door, we line up little kids and women and children, and we shoot them, and that's how we win. That's good guys. But then, oh, the bad guy threw the baby out of the incubator. It's not true, but isn't it fun to get angry? And he's got a big handlebar mustache, and he's got kind of brown skin and some oil we want. Of course, we don't get the oil. The globalists do, and then we actually pay more because now they have a monopoly. That's like Trump. Let's take all the Iraqi oil for ourselves. Like you're going to get any of it. Like I'm going to get any of it. More on Fukushima. The Amish are being raided, of course. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Diamond Gusset.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, it's the day that the Trotskyites, the communists, the occultist, that's what it originally is an occultic European holiday, celebrate collectivism and all of the nightmares that come with it. It is May Day, and we are live. What do you say when your plane's going down? May Day, May Day, May Day, and the Republic is certainly in deep trouble. It is May 1st, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones after I break down some of the news and information we're going to be covering. But here's the first thing I want to put out there. A lot of Americans and a lot of people in other parts of the world are waking up to globalism, waking up to the New World Order, waking up to corporate tyranny. Corporations, the mega corporations, are attacking their competition, using big government that they lobby for and buy off, to shut down their competition and to give them unlimited amounts of corporate welfare. It is well in excess of $30 trillion in the last 2.5 years that has been transferred from the, quote, banker bailout to offshore banks. And now via lawsuits, because the Congress was too cowardly or domesticated or castrated or ceremonial, vestigial, to be able to get where the trillions went, but lawsuits by Bloomberg and others did get it, part of it, and we find out about hundreds and hundreds, totaling in the billions, of dollars going to foreign offshore banks, going to Gaddafi, going to the Chinese, going to General Electric, MSNBC, massive hundreds of millions of dollars of your taxpayer money a year go directly so that the government channel can have a bunch of people that almost have no viewers, a couple hundred thousand. I mean, big radio shows in major cities have more listeners per 15 minutes than, you know, Mr. Maddow and all the rest. I mean, excuse me, Rachel Maddow and Mrs. Hardball. I'm sorry, I get them all confused. The point is they are a joke. They're a joke, and it's anti-gun, anti-family, pro-carbon tax. It's what General Electric wants. And is General Electric some dirty, legged Trotskyite? Is it some hippie running around in Birkenstocks? No. No, they're the cannon fodder, the useful idiots that Lenin talked about. It's always run by the big mega corporations who are enemies of competition and freedom. What did the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty, the great snake oil salesman, is how he got his start, or actually his father got his start, what did he say about competition? It's a sin. Competition is a sin. And I even see some neocons saying, well, it's great that ExxonMobil and GE and the rest of the Fortune 100, Google, pay maybe the highest rates, 2.4. Domestically in the eights, but internationally they move the money offshore, trillions a year, and they pay 2.4. Others pay zero. And it's like, oh, they're smart. They know how to hire the accountants. They know how to, oh, this is free market. Oh, it really is free market they get all these government contracts and use government power. First thing they did earlier this year when the new EPA regulations went in, not law, Congress didn't pass it, so they just said, we don't care. We'll just say it's a something we made up to shut down new plants, not let new ones open, shut down hundreds. They've now given what the head of the Energy Department a few months ago gave hundreds of coal power plants their notices of their shutdowns, their phased-out shutdowns of the next 3 years. And then you'll wonder why your power bill goes up and why General Electric's profits go up. They had a 77% increase in profit last year from the year before. That was in the Wall Street Journal. That was the headline. 77% increase in profit. Well, of course they're going to have profit because they go in and they run the Economic Council and they run the EPA with their people in all the major departments, and they just shut down all their competition. And then the average hippie says, yippee, I'm saving Earth by paying more power bills. Okay, so it's artificial scarcity being created. And I've got hundreds of things. I mean, literally hundreds of things I'd like to get to. I've got over 100 articles here. And let me just give you a smattering of them. You know what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the first article, then launch into that for an hour. But I'm going to attempt to just go over what I see, what I look at. Okay? And then I just want to re-telegraph the message. People are waking up. But let me tell you, if the average person out there, especially new listeners, really knew what I knew or what Ron Paul knows or what anybody who studies history and then current developments knew, you'd be really freaked out. You wouldn't be talking about the wedding of the royal inbreds. You wouldn't be talking about the basketball season or baseball season, because you'd understand that when the dollar fully melts down, and now it's a foregone conclusion, the globalists admit that's their policy, it is going to make the depression we've entered look like a Sunday picnic, okay? Hard times are coming. The system knows it, they positioned it, and the globalists are stalling you from waking up while they get their police state surveillance grid in place for the depression to make sure we don't take the government back and fix things. They know the problem is, with their takeover, with their destruction of the middle class, with their total transference of wealth to finance capital that they just make up out of nothing, with the takedown of the Ponzi scheme that they designed to bring us into the new Ponzi scheme, the open world government in every Davos, Financial Times, Bilderberg release, all world governments admitted, but conservatives and liberals still giggle when they hear it, because even though it's being admitted, even when it's in Time magazine, they still giggle because you're not allowed to resist it. It's seen as intelligent and nouveau riche and stylish to giggle at your own enslavement. Private corporate empire taking over through government our lives, shutting down their competition, transferring our wealth to them. And they've got the Marxist-Leninist liberals running around who don't understand it, who are poor, who do see the corruption of the ultra-rich, and they're now going to be sicked on what's left of the middle class. It's incredible. I mean, it's the mega corporations, the mega banks financing the carbon taxes, creating the carbon tax move, funding the major foundations, and all the universities funding the Marxists, the Leninists, the Fabian socialists. And I was talking to a Marxist last night, a very well-known one who was here in town, and I was actually interviewing him. I wanted to know what they thought about Obama, and they just point blank said, yeah, it is true that it's pretty much all funded by government megacorporations, but that's because they're infiltrating us to try to control us. No, you got it wrong. The Federal Reserve wants a graduated income tax. That's in the Communist Manifesto for a reason. Whether you love Gaddafi or hate him, the point is he's being overthrown because that place looked like a modern metropolis, what they were building. Because he had his own central bank, because he was using the money to build the society up with a real form of socialism, and I'm not even defending it, but he was actually serving most of it out to build the infrastructure through ego and building up Africa. That couldn't be allowed, so he's got to be removed now. But I'm digressing. I'm digressing. The issue here is that we're in a lot of trouble. And if mainline Republicans out there, if you really think Mitt Romney or Rick Perry are going to save you, or if you think the governor of New Jersey is going to save you, you got another thing coming. When they talk about austerity and they talk about cuts to welfare and to police and to people's Social Security and to government pensions, and now even private pensions are being looted. When they talk about, oh, making the troops, you see it in the news, oh, make the troops get their own insurance now. Oh, don't give them health care, even though they signed a contract. That's being pushed. All that austerity is the next phase. Once the bankers get you dependent, build up the giant government to get you dependent on them, build the infrastructure, get your wealth tied into their derivatives, now they can hold you hostage for only a small percentage of what you've paid in and phase out most of it, but you'll still stay in it wanting that one little table scrap while all the rest of it goes to them offshore, but then come back and loan at loan sharking rates to the government as they maneuver the U.S. towards bankruptcy by design and the end of our AAA rating.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is May 1st, 2011 on this Sunday. Thank you for joining us. All right, let me do what I said I was going to do. Let me just break down the headlines. Bed-steeing Amish farmer selling raw milk locally. And it says that for over a year they did the investigation, the undercover, the purchases. Of course, this is all being publicly sold. None of this was being hidden. And there's another quote in here by the FDA saying, we believe that all milk should be pasteurized. I mean, even until the 60s, it was still a competition whether it was pasteurized or not pasteurized. And for those that don't know, they basically heat up the milk. They cook it. It's no longer milk. And it was big mega dairies and the big chains that were supplied by the big dairies that on record lobbied in the 40s, 50s, 60s. It took them up to the 60s nationwide to do it through the feds and the state level to shut down being able to buy raw milk at the store. And you know why? Because they couldn't compete with it. People knew the health benefits. Doctors recommended it because they wanted to be able to have the cow droppings to be able to get in the milk, the blood, the pus. They wanted to be able to give the hormones, overwork the cows. I've actually worked for a large animal vet, and I've seen dairy cows that have the problems in their udders. They get very infected. And so it's in a way, it's a meat product, a lot of the milk you get. It doesn't just have the milk. It has the blood, the pus, and the cooked and bleached out cow droppings, cow manure. And that's what they do. And so something similar to this is government is moving and the irradiating lobbies are pushing to go ahead and just radiate all meat. Just a few years ago, they got it approved, a decade ago or so. And now they're pushing at state and federal levels to make everyone radiate the meat, all meat packing. And you know why? Because then they can feed you rotten beef. Then it can have E. coli crawling all over it. It can have blood and cow manure. You ever seen video of a slaughterhouse? You have to clean that stuff up. They don't like that. Okay, so you get sick if they make a mistake. So they just want to radiate it all and destroy all nutritional value in it, the major studies show. It's the same thing with the homogenization. It's the same thing when they boil and cook that milk. And I've interviewed the heart surgeons, the brain surgeons, the nutritionists. Milk is very good for you until you cook it. And then it changes it, just like cooking certain meats and certain oils creates unnatural things, trans fats. It creates a sludge that then clogs your arteries. So they take something absolutely healthy and good and ruin it because the big mega corporations didn't want. You ever been in a dairy, a really big one? Oh, when they put the big machines up on the udders and blood and pus is shooting through with the milk, it just goes right in. But the old days with the milking system, you had to keep it perfectly clean, do it right. You could taste the milk if there was a problem. You could tell it. And it was a real art form. And you go back to the statistics, almost no problems. But now all over the country, we've got foreign central banks stealing trillions of dollars. No one will say where the money went. Wachovia and Wells Fargo just admitted last year, AP, Reuters, all reported, Bloomberg broke it. They said, we'll pay a $100 million fine on $376 billion in laundered drug money. And they owned and leased the aircraft. And it just came out last week, the Chicago Tribune. The head drug dealer they've arrested is showing the documents in court saying, look, I work for the U.S. government under orders and the banks. And it's like, well, that, and the court's saying that is admissible, but still, it's illegal. The government's allowed to order you to do it, but then we're still going to go ahead and put you in prison. You understand? That's not a defense. And that's in the news. So don't worry. The heroin, the cocaine, the Ritalin, the Prozac, the prescription stuff they push on the kids in the schools and push on everybody else. Folks have car wrecks now and have a hurt back, and they come in and say, we recommend you go on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. That's not a problem. None of that's a problem. I'll just get into this now. Feds sting Amish farmers selling raw milk. The Washington Times also have a Washington Post on this. And you read through, and there's a quote in here. Here it is. It is the FDA's position that raw milk should never be consumed, said Tamara N. Ward, spokeswoman for the FDA. It is their position. Now, it's still legal for you to have a cow and milk it yourself. And I know the farmer's market in town here in Austin, you could go, and they're selling cheeses and stuff. But if you wanted to go and do a private deal with them, they'd sell it until the undercover showed up. It's like drugs. So that's gone now. But the Amish themselves, and I've seen other cases of other families. We can show you the video. It comes out every few months. Countless videos of people selling produce at little stores, and police come in, guns drawn. They've been taught this is really a dangerous group, and now they're arresting people selling pumpkins or squash. I see these reports constantly, and cities are moving for inspections of your home garden because you might grow marijuana. So you're guilty until proven innocent. You're a prisoner. Do you think in San Quentin you're allowed to have a garden in your jail? No, you get your what do they call it when they come in and do the inspections and throw everything out on the ground? You think you're in a free country? Now, what they do a lot of places is you'll have a local farm, and then you own a cow and pay someone on their farm to take care of it that's in their stall, and you get your milk every few days, and you have to go pick it up, and those co-ops are farming. And so I've talked to a lot of the co-op owners here in Austin and stuff, and you know, these plainclothes cops will come in, and I want some of that milk. Could you mail it to me in Oklahoma? Now, no, that would be under federal regulations, under the Commerce Clause. I'm sorry, officer. I'm not an officer. I wanted to get it in Oklahoma so they could make it a federal case. They're like, okay, thank you, sir. Well, the Amish wouldn't sell it in over a year operation over the state line. So the feds bought it and carried it across state lines, and now they're facing many years in the federal pen. We're all safe now. Those guys that ride horse and buggies, they're not going to sell that dirty milk, that dirty Elkada no more. Not going to happen anymore. So we're all safe now. And see, it's the FDA's position that raw milk should never be consumed. There's no law, but we're still going to. You know, I was explaining to folks, you can just search people arrested for $2 bills. Man arrested for $2 bill. Man arrested for silver coin. And you'll woman arrested for gold coin. Now citizens have been taught that's dirty. Remember the federal case last month, the AP? Hey, guys, reprint me that AP article, please. I want to read the exact quote. They said, you are a particular type of terrorist. They said, you are a unique type of terrorist was the quote. And the federal prosecutor, after he was convicted and he's facing 15 years for issuing silver coins that were, you know, private currency, totally legal. We've read the U.S. code here. No one's ever gotten in trouble. There's thousands of companies selling them, dozens of big mints. But it's becoming popular. And they said, we will infiltrate, we will frustrate, we will stop these people. They are terrorists. What did O'Neill, the former Treasury Secretary under Bush, say on Bloomberg? I played this on Friday. Was it Thursday? He said anybody that doesn't want to basically raise taxes and raise the debt ceiling, quote, is Al-Qaeda, is like Al-Qaeda, and we need to arrest members of Congress, round them up, who are for it. See? See? Milk is terror. Everything is evil that's good. You understand?
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
By the way, I know that if you're a new listener, talk about people going to jail for $2 bills or silver dollars. You think I'm joking? Just search it and you'll get mainstream news. I know this sounds absurd, but it's real. I can play you O'Neill, the Treasury Secretary before Paulson, Bush's first Treasury Secretary. And then it was Snow and then it was Paulson. On Bloomberg, I played it Thursday. It's up on Infowars.com. Just search the term if you want to watch the whole video, live on Bloomberg TV, where he says it's domestic terrorism like Al-Qaeda to not raise the debt limit and lose our AAA rating and have to go in deeper into debt to the bankers. He actually says it. Then he goes on and says we may have to round up. Congress may force us to round up half of them. In fact, the reason I say go find it yourself, I didn't really tell the crew to find that. See if you can dig that clip up again. I know it's from Thursday, but because I know it's an 8-minute clip, trying to find the spot where he does it. Now, I said that the federal government came out when Bernard von Nothaus, Mr. Nothaus, 13 years coining his own silver, not in competition to the fiat true counterfeit money of the private Federal Reserve that took over in 1913. Totally legal. Even mainstream media, even AP and Reuters and Wall Street Journal and Kudlow on MS or CNBC, they had to admit this is ridiculous and read the U.S. Code. It wasn't illegal. But they've got juries that would send a Girl Scout to the gas chamber for mass murder with no evidence. They would send a ham sandwich to the electric chair if ordered to do so. They will arrest you for $2 bills. They will arrest you for silver coins. They have a giant population of citizens that think it's cool to tattle. They've been told everything's illegal. You see these reports all the time. It's always an old man. It could be in Colorado, Texas, Massachusetts. You see them everywhere. I know you've seen the articles where the guy's in his garage, a tinker, cleaning his rifle. Neighbor walks by, sees it. SWAT team shows up. And the SWAT team knows it's not illegal, but they go ahead and arrest them. And then you hear about them facing charges, even though there are no charges. I mean, I've seen people go to jail for stuff that's not illegal for, quote, an arsenal. And then you go check the state law, and I get Gun Owners of America on and others, and we go over the law. There is no law on an arsenal. They just call it an arsenal, and then usually that gets beat in court. So they say, well, you had black powder. That could have been used for a bomb. Well, I bought it at the local gun shop and, you know, do black powder reloading. We don't care. The neighbor called. You're evil. We're getting you. And I haven't even gotten into all the news yet. We'll have open phones for the entire second hour. But since I mentioned before break and gave you the quote about a unique type of terrorism, the U.S. attorney, after the kept jury, for those that don't know, federal juries in the last few decades are no longer selected from the general public. They create pools, mainly of bureaucrats, sycophants, law enforcement people that, again, would send a puppy dog to the gas chamber if told that breathing was illegal. And they just live on federal juries, and they will convict anyone and everyone. You think I'm doubting? Listen, it's up to a 98% conviction rate. Don't believe me, just look it up. 98% of people charged by the feds are convicted. Now, do you really believe 98% are guilty? Of course they're not. The federal government is there to protect the banks laundering $376 billion in 2 years. And it's all over the news and nobody gets in trouble. They're there to protect the U.S. Marines growing the opium, and they put it on Fox News, the Marine Corps colonel. I can play it. Just search Geraldo Rivera, admits troops growing opium. And they're like, yeah, we don't like it, but if we don't, Taliban will get the money. Oh, really? You don't just, you got to sell it to America. They've gone from denying all this to just admitting it. We have a corrupt government. You're like, how dare you talk bad about my Marines? No, it disgraces the Marines to have them supplying security and fertilizer and transportation to the schmack. See, once you give in to evil, once you accept corruption, once you say the government's not bad and what we're doing is okay, the sky's the limit. Once you give in to that, it's over. Once you let them take your shoes off and your belt off and answer questions at the airport because of a supposed threat that's not as dangerous as honeybee stings every year, again, more people die of that every year than of terrorism, look it up. But you will give up all your rights. Well, next, it's the hands outside the pants. Now it's the hands in the pants. Once you do that, the sky's the limit. Oh, we're only wiretapping Americans overseas. Oh, now we're wiretapping everybody. Now we're tracking everything you're doing. Now we're going to make you thumbprint to buy and sell. Now we're going to raise your taxes. You see, they're setting the precedent. But I digress. I haven't even gotten to the news yet here. This is from the FBI Federal Bureau of Investigation. We'll put it on screen. For radio listeners, just search defendant convicted of minting his own currency. And I'm at FBI.gov, Charlotte Division, U.S. Attorney, press release, Statesville, North Carolina. And you get to the end of the three-page article, the press release, and it says, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of the country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. Going to jail as a terrorist, folks. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious. It was insidious that he had TV ads running for 13 years for a silver coin. And represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country, she added. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. It's now undemocratic to print up your own silver and gold coins and advertise alternate currencies that are totally legal. What do you think a credit card is? What do you think when you go in and cash one thing? I mean, they've had cities in the U.S. for 200-plus years that have their own local currencies. Every major European city has it. The little island of Guernsey, a British protectorate, has had it for hundreds of years. They have the British pound and they have the Guernsey. I mean, cities put out their own currencies. What do you think a gift certificate is? But see, people are getting into gold and silver. Now, 9 states have passed or are passing the state issuing its own silver and gold. Oh, are you? See, they're getting, the feds are panicking. Well, let's get some guy and burn him and get the federal jury to convict him. What next? You're going to start arresting the governors of South Carolina and Wyoming or Colorado? Oh, I heard Texas is talking about introducing one. Are we going to arrest the Speaker of the House here? We had an alien foreign banking cartel in 1913 take over and set up the private income tax, and 100% of that, as Ronald Reagan's commission found in 81, goes to not run the country. Every time Ron Paul's on TV, they go, or almost every time I see him, they go, how are we going to run the government if we get rid of the IRS? And Paul always goes, well, we built this Capitol right behind me. He'll be out in front of the Capitol. Before 1913, we had a 10% growth rate on average from the founding of the country to 1913. Now, on average, it's about 3%. We had more savings, more wealth. Every dime you pay to the IRS, every stinking dime goes to interest on the debt. Because when a dollar is created, the Federal Reserve has to be given a dollar in debt. It's designed to take the greatest nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, and make it a enslaved, impoverished system. Now, continuing, because I have stacks of these. You already heard it's terrorism. They will infiltrate. They will defeat people that dare talk bad about the Federal Reserve. That's why they really went after Bernard von Nothaus, because for 13 years, he traveled the country and went on national TV shows and was very popular talking bad about the Federal Reserve and printed coins with Ron Paul's face on them. We got SWAT teams. We raided you. We got a jury putting you in prison. And don't worry, we're not going to stop. Every week I see the globalist SWAT teaming Amish. You were putting up too much dust. It violated a local environmental regulation. Oh, you were selling your cheeses at the town market, and those didn't have proper certification. And the cops always put on big shows and put them in handcuffs and have SWAT teams because the Amish are so dangerous. Their whole religion is being passive and submitting. But we've got to act like they're bad. We've got to, oh, so evil.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've got it.
The coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You see, I want liberty. I want the Bill of Rights. I want family to be left alone. I want the Second Amendment, the right to defend yourself, to be left alone. I want the right to be a red-blooded, free person, not the property of the globalist. I want my republic back. And when I see tyranny being unfolding and being sold that is so over the top, it's cartoonish, I get angry. They're trying to break our will. Now, I keep saying I wanted to just read you the headlines, and of course I can never do it because I start reading one headline and I want to tell you what's going on behind it. But just remember, all over the nation, the little guy, the family, oh, you don't want to give your kid a flu shot, we're going to take him from you. But there's no law. We don't care. Our family courts were set up under eugenics 100 years ago, and there isn't due process. It's what we want to do. So they take your kid. You see, this is a lawless government, ladies and gentlemen. And if they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. This is an illegitimate government at every level. And people better get that through their heads. No one is safe under this. Many times when I'm focused and on the front line, I have no fear. But many times at 2, 3 a.m. I wake up and it's not even fear. It is guilt that to defend this republic, I haven't fled with my family out of this country. It is guilt. I have to sit there and say, man, I need to be selfish. I need to get out of here. And then I realize there's nowhere to run. Then I'm like, I better than work even harder to wake people up. We got to reverse this because this tyranny is murderous. This is one of the most nasty forms of corrupt government you can get. Their white papers are public about what they're already doing. you hear about, oh, the UN got caught again adding live polio to shots in Latin America, in Africa, and Asia. BBC, AP, CBS News. Just search it. UN polio shots kill. You get all the mainstream, but it's like, oh, well, no big deal. Oh, the U.S. government was injecting little kids in a vaccine program all over Latin America with live syphilis. Oh, we're real sorry. The media doesn't ask, why were you injecting them knowingly with live syphilis? Well, we're just sorry. We don't want to talk about it. We're sorry we got caught. They're eugenicists. It came out of England 160 years ago in the 1850s. Hitler was a spinoff of it. It runs everything. Look, I told you 16 years ago, all babies at birth in the Western world, already under a covert global government that's coming out in the open, have your blood taken, be put in a secret database where they test bioweapons and look at genes and sell it off to private biotech companies. It's now public, 2 years, totally admitted, exactly as I said. I had the documents 15, 16 years ago, sent to me by a nurse inside Black Ops in San Antonio. I got death threats over revealing this, and the listeners are like, listen to crazy man. I told you under the Telecommunications Act of 96 that all phones are tracked live time by the government via GPS triangulation off the cell towers. I read from the Telecommunications Act, just like I just read from the FBI website, saying issuing your own silver coins is terror and threatens America, and you will be infiltrated. You will be arrested. I just read to you the year-long infiltration spying of an Amish group publicly doing something legal, selling their neighbor's milk, and the feds finally did all this, got the milk, took it across state lines. They are criminals. They go after the good people, their property, and they, like wolves, cut the sheep out, cut one of the weak out, and target them, set their precedent on them. And they got a bunch of brainwashed cops and people, folks, that think silver's illegal, that think $2 bills. That's why all the time people at a movie theater pay with a $2 bill, cops show up. You try to pay with $2 bills at Best Buy, you're arrested. And they don't apologize. $2 bills with the Declaration of Independence, folks, are real. They've been out for decades. They don't care. So, real crime is ignored. I want to open the phones up. Coming up the next hour, let me just first mention to you the news I have here, okay? Sting against raw Amish milk producer results in federal case. It's a sting. And see, it's all public. It's being sold, but they act like it's secret. And there's a sting and undercovers so that the weak-minded kind of halfway listening go, ooh, a sting against raw milk. Oh, it's dirty. How about some stings against the corrupt government? How about an investigation of the government growing the opium in Afghanistan? Oh, well, that's our government. It's good that they do that. Well, then why do you arrest people that are using it? The victims of it. Well, let's just not discuss that common sense statement. But the good news is more than 22 states are moving or have already moved, and I've had district attorneys on this show. Texas bill would make invasive pat-downs a felony, Fox News. AP article posted at Fox News. A former Miss USA claims of being groped. Well, they admit they stick their hands down the pants. Ron Paul's had his genitals grabbed. On this show, he broke down that happened to him. Same thing with Governor Ventura. It's admitted. A former Miss USA claims of being groped during a pat-down at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport could be a felony under a bill gaining momentum in the Texas legislature. Oh, wait a minute. Remember 2 weeks ago, after that controversy with the little girl, we posted it first at InfoWars, then Drudge picked it up with Supernova. Appreciate DrudgeReport.com driving it through the electronic Berlin Wall and getting it out there. And then it showed the video of them sticking the hands in the six-year-old's pants, and the other little kid's crying, said, I don't want that to happen to me, Mommy. And I've had the mother on. And Napolitano came out and said, that is a proper pat-down. That's not groping. She says it's not groping. See, when the Army and Marine Corps grow the opium, that's not drug dealing. But then when an idiot 20-year-old gets caught selling a heroin balloon for $10, they go to jail for 10 years. When the government sticks their hands down your pants and gropes a six-year-old, it's protection and good and fighting Al-Qaeda, something we have to do to keep America safe. If you do it to somebody in a park, you're going to get 20 years in prison for sexual assault, and you should. See, it's different rules for them as they set the precedent. And no matter how many come out to be perverts, child molesters, criminals, thieves, robbers, bank robbers, TSA doesn't get in trouble. They're creating an army of folks that like to do this. I mean, who in their right mind would want the job of sitting there sticking their hands down people's pants all day? People say, well, you should go to the scanner. They do it after the scanner. This was done to her after the scanner. A former Miss USA claims of being groped during a pat-down at Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah, she's crying in the video. We first posted it. Drudge picked it up, went big, showing the power of the show again. A former Miss USA claims of being groped during a pat-down at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport could be a felony under a bill gaining momentum in the Texas legislature. It's already a felony. If a cop pulls over people randomly, they can write the ticket. They can't stick the hands down the pants. A cop would go to jail. These aren't even sworn peace officers. It's already illegal, as district attorneys have already said here. But the state's saying they're going to pass laws just to let them know it's illegal. The bill would make it illegal for a security officer to intentionally touch someone's private areas, even top clothing. Well, I've read the law at state and federal. It's a misdemeanor on the surface. But whatever, good, make it a felony. Unless they have probable cause to believe the person is carrying something illegal. Bill sponsors, Representative David Simpson, says the searches are removing people's dignity. I want him on. Last fall, the Transportation Security Administration started a new pat-down procedure. Susie Castillo, Crown Miss USA, said she was molested during a pat-down last April. Continuing here. Now, we're going to be talking about that. Here's some of the other news. Regardless of what you think of Muammar Gaddafi, he made a deal 6 years ago with the West to give up his WMDs and be friendly. And it's illegal to try to kill a head of a state, and that's why they keep rocketing and bombing his houses and government buildings. They keep saying, oh, we're not trying to kill you. This time they attacked his son's house while he was in it and killed his son and a bunch of his grandkids. And it says that the al-Qaeda groups in the East were celebrating chanting Allah Akbar. The attack struck the house of Gaddafi's youngest son, Saif al-Arab, when the Libyan leader and his wife were inside. White House spokesman declined to comment. Now, everybody's celebrating. Kill that bad guy. Meanwhile, admitted al-Qaeda is the core of the group attacking him, and it has nothing to do with humanitarian. It's all about taking over that giant airbase he built for commercial uses, the huge aqueducts he's built. I've talked to reporters that have been there. It looks like Space City or something. He's put so much money into everything. The bankers want to siphon all that money out. Plus, Gaddafi has been helping other African countries build up their infrastructure, and they don't like it. Meanwhile, it's now been admitted the story about his rape teams, NBC's had to admit, and then giving them Viagra was all made up. Just like the babies being thrown out of the incubators during the Kuwait invasion came out of a New York PR firm. It was all made up. The little girl's testimony, everything. That's admitted to be fake. They're manipulating you. They love it while they grow the opium and ship it in. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.